and welcome back to Big Mood. We have a lot of people in the house. We're missing Gina because she's getting new boobies, but we do have a Nikki Blades, which we are very thankful for.
And I'm thankful to be here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What was
we
that?
Also
that
have
was
another
a cue.
Nikki.
That was
she
cute. She did
cue.
Not finish her sentence at all. She said, Nikki.
Thank you. We also have some other people on this side of the couch. Who do we have?
I don't know. Who is this? This
Casper.
Who is
accompanied by
Tiffany.
Casper.
My name is Casper now. I'm introducing people like I've been here long enough to be like, and you are. So lovely to have you here.
So I don't get a nickname?
What do you want to be?
I don't know.
First off, I wasn't calling you Casper, as I know. I was saying in between.
I thought you were calling her Casper.
I know. That's like, yeah, what I said.
She's pretty white. Yeah.
Pale white girl.
And then you said, I'm introducing people like I've been here. So I'm like, she's really beautiful.
Literally introducing the fake person. Casper.
That's so funny.
There are no boys on this set.
That is how you see yourself? Is that how you see her? Because I was talking about
that. I thought you were making a joke. I was just going to go with it. I was like, you're the guest, you know?
No.
I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to call you out.
My whole life, people have called me Casper.
See? So she's used to it. She took it. She didn't even question it. We all thought that.
Your husband? I didn't think that.
Your husband, Nikki, called me an 18th century maiden or some shit.
Accurate.
You know, they have fake Tanner back then. God. So whatever. I actually have a slight tan on today.
Yeah. You sure
and
you do.
Still
yes,
can't
you
notice.
Do. Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's.
Don't
I was
be
like,
talking too much. You ain't that much darker than she is. You better stop.
I am.
You better watch the conversation. You're not
brown.
That much far off.
I've just been inside a lot. Uh-huh.
She'll get real dark.
I get real dark.
Okay. Anyways, what are we talking about this today?
What are we talking about? We're talking about people's dating profiles.
Yes.
We did an episode where we went over things that guys hate about girls' profiles and things that girls hate about guys' profiles.
Okay.
And then at the end, we asked you to submit your dating profiles if you wanted us to review
them. That episode was a few weeks ago. Yeah. Go look for it. I think it's called Dating Profile No-Nos.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that.
So I'm coming in with new eyes.
Yeah.
And just going to be fresh eyes, no bias.
Feel free to call them like really absurd nicknames, you know, based off what you see.
Wish we will see how that goes. Please, disclaimer, do not come at me. They're telling me to do this. I'm so sorry in advance. This is why I'm here.
Okay.
I think we're gonna keep most of these.
So we got Big
Anonymous?
Tits McGee
Anonymous.
Over here.
Yeah, so.
Good Lord, what an extensive
I don't
playlist.
I think we should roast them too hard. Because
it's not a roast. I wish I had Big Tits McGee.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what you were calling Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
I love to be referred to by
that's
my
so
first
long.
Name, which is that.
Big
Thank
Tits
you.
Nikki.
Nikki.
I am part Irish, so you are close.
There
Thank you
go.
You know what? This is fun. This is fun.
We're having fun. We are going to review our first profile now.
Yes.
Okay.
This is from, what's her nickname?
Cutie Pie 17.
That's a fake made up name because we're keeping her real name anonymous.
Yeah.
Hip hop anonymous.
Okay. So the first picture is, so it says, hi, here are the screenshots of one of my dating profiles. So she sent us like three screenshots.
This looks like Hinge.
Four. There's four.
Okay.
First off, this is super cute profile.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is, I wish I knew which one was the main profile.
Usually it's probably
the first
one that she did.
It matches her Instagram.
It says,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
It Can you similar. Guess my usual order at In-N-Out?
She cute. She look like she get a protein style. No French fries unless she's being wild.
Oh,
and
animal
it would be
style.
Animal style.
At the top it says, first round is on me if you can guess my usual order at In-N-Out.
Yeah, okay. That's a usual Hinge.
Like a prompt.
Okay, so very Cali girl. Mm-hmm. I'm getting San Jose vibes.
Yeah,
I'm
me
getting
too.
Very much protein style, but she probably has a very specific In-N-Out order.
Let's scroll through the photos.
Strawberry milkshake.
What do we think about the photos? Like, how is this presenting?
Maybe she does
her
secret menu.
Enough about the In-N-Out.
She gave me a riddle. Listen, I like escape rooms.
We're trying to rate her dating profile.
We're like trying to figure out the riddle. Rating.
Okay, so.
So sorry. How do you think her photos are
okay, first,
presenting
let's, let me
her.
See the photos first.
Yeah, all
okay,
of them.
So all of them.
It's the
okay.
first one, and then the second one.
It's like a friend or a sister, maybe.
Oh, really?
I thought it was the same person. Yeah, it's like before and after.
Oh, is it like a.
It's like hair up, hair down.
Or like a year later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a twin or something.
And then this is
okay. Little full body.
What's
pic.
The prompt on that
it
one?
Says,
to open
it
an
says
avocado.
A life goal of mine.
Oh, okay. A life goal of mine is a prompt, and then she says
to open an avocado toast cafe. My avocado toasts are life changing and totally worth the $15 I plan to charge.
Do I have alcohol? Because I'm gonna need a drink after that. Did she just say her life dream was to open up an avocado toast?
Okay, we're getting young. We're reading young.
Yeah, she's really young.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. She must be over 21 because I'm going to need alcohol at this
$15.
$15
avocado toast.
She's
28. Okay. We got no excuses at this point.
There's a really good avocado toast place that has bottomless mimosas, and I will tell you, I will go out of my way to go to
there's a place downtown, I think, that's pretty good in LA. I forgot what it's called. It's a big-ass restaurant, breakfast, kind of a vegan place, and they have pretty good avocado.
I would just say, based off the photos, she looks fun. Like, I'm looking at her photos, and I'm like, I want to go out with you. I want to grab a drink with you. I don't necessarily... Yes. I just want to, like, hang out. I feel like Sundays are awesome with her. And Saturdays.
She looks like so much fun, but I will say the first thing I noticed is boobs. And I don't know if that was if that was planned, like if you were like, because the boobs are front and center.
Look at the how many cleavage shots.
I mean, maybe lots because I got tetas myself and I know how hard they are
Hard to hide, but
I didn't. Okay, look at this photo. I'm getting in the car. I'm a real girl. Look at me. I'm trying to be candid, maybe a little natural.
And also you show off your best assets. So I'm not like, really, I'm not hating on that.
Do you feel like they're out? Cause I
do.
Well, and the black photo, the black t-shirt photo.
Yeah, that one they're not.
See,
as much.
And that's what the beauty of this is because we're all picking up on different vibes.
Yeah.
I did not notice her boobs at all. No.
I think for me, if I'm trying to embody a man right now, I'm just seeing, oh, cute avocado toast. Oh, cute. Here's titties. So I'm thinking I want to take this girl out for a good time.
Brunch time.
I definitely want to bang this girl. Like, she's hot as fuck. But I'm not getting buttoned up librarian vibes.
No.
Right? But that's and that's not necessarily what you have to do.
Right.
But I'm just saying if she's getting a lot of guys... attention. I do see a lot of cleavage and a lot of cute. It's like cutesy cleavage.
Yeah, I see
sexual attention.
I know what sexual attention looks like, being like a hypersexual female.
Well, there's also like, I feel like it's a spectrum too. Like you can be extremely like in bikini, ass shots, all that.
So for me, I'm catching like she's fun. Like she definitely is putting she's putting her flirty foot forward.
Right.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Flirty foot. I'm showing a little bit more. Yes, crop top. And young. I'm getting very young. I would have said
28.
She said 28. I would have picked up on 23.
Yes, yeah.
I totally
would have
picked 23. I'm pulling 22, 23.
Yeah, I'm pulling 22.
22, 23, something fun, very light. I feel as though she's not looking for anything serious at the moment.
That's what I'm coming from.
Because I didn't get hypersexual. Let me tell you, I'll pull you up some accounts where I'm like, that girl
hypersexual, but like, hey, I'm here for a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you're going to have a good time.
But again, remember spectrum? Because for me, I'm like, she fun. Like, she's smiling a lot.
Yeah.
She's giving me very
it's
light.
Like, you're going to have to take me to a restaurant, but then, like, I know how to have a good time. Not like I'm going to, like I'm easy or anything, but like I am very, I'm comfortable.
Probably DTF is what I'm playing.
Yeah, probably
DTF. I don't know that, but that's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay. Yeah. And for me, maybe regional area, I'm picking up very much like day party, fun time. She's going out. She looks like she's in college. She's probably like, when I say San Jose, because I'm getting young, I'm getting that energy. I still enjoy going out. I would love to bring her around my friends. She looks like she can handle herself around the guys. And she looks like a girlfriend. She looks like plenty of the girlfriends that I've seen with guys that I know. And when she's smiling so much, it gives me a very positive energy.
Great smile too.
Yeah.
Like, really great smile.
Yeah.
Great face.
And I like, you can see her personality come out with the prompts. Like a random fact I know is goats have accents. That's really cute. Like, that's really, yeah.
That's
I'm like, what else do you know?
Yeah. So I'm getting like with the prompts and the photos, I'm getting like not super worried about something mm-hmm. serious right away.
Yeah.
Obviously mm-hmm. she probably wants a boyfriend, but totally. Like, not like,
yeah,
I'm putting it out there that I'm here for marriage and I'm like, my titties are hidden behind a button up shirt. Yeah. Like,
her intentions are yeah. different.
Is to
more to have yeah, fun.
She's
have
a
fun.
Sunday brunch girl. Yeah. She looks like she's brunching.
So I don't know. Miss, what did we call her?
Cutie Pie 17.
I don't know Kitty if Cat that's your intention. That's what we're reading. Huh? What did you say, Cutie Pie?
Cutie Pie.
Oh, that's what you said.
Excuse me.
But Cutie Pie, number one, you're absolutely beautiful. You're like a yeah. fucking 10. And
really
perfect face, perfect teeth, beautiful body. You look really fun. Like, good job, girl.
Yeah.
You got it going on.
Yeah.
I would definitely hit you up if I was on the dating app.
Yeah, but if it was me, I would definitely hit
you. These are my expectations, though.
Oh, yeah, we're going out.
Yeah, we're going
and if you like me, like,
yeah,
you're fun
yeah, yeah.
in other places as well.
Look, yeah. I will tell you this from my perspective. I would actually probably bring you around my homies.
Yeah.
I look at her yeah. like, you know what? You might be able to hang with the crew. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking for somebody that's still like, we're still going out. We're still having fun.
Yeah.
She looks like she's down to have a good time.
She looks like she's down for everything, like to play pool or to yeah, like go bowling or whatever.
Denim shorts in your dating profile lets me know that you are down for fun.
Yeah.
Down to fun.
Down
to fun. Yeah. Down to fun. All right. We love her. Thank you for submitting.
Oh, what do we yeah, rate her? Because we did say we oh, would yeah. be what, rating
how
these.
Are we going to rate them?
I don't know how
what's,
to rate.
What are what's the,
I'm just rating based on whether or not I would hit you up. On
if
the,
I say yes,
so then
I
yes
think,
or no.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, yes or no.
I would hit her up.
I say yes.
I would hit her up. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's I said it
swipe
did
a right.
good.
Swipe right.
Swipe right.
Hell yeah. Swipe left.
Oh, I'm
swipe right.
Swipe right.
Right is like absolutely.
Right is yes.
Right is yes. Left is no.
Right.
To the left, to the left.
I never know if like, if is the picture going right or is
don't overthink it. Nikki, you're overthinking it.
Don't overthink it.
I don't overthink
it. It's my finger.
That. You're no. swiping left to say no, because like you tell, like Beyonce said, put your box to the left, get out.
Don't overthink. Yes.
Yeah,
or no.
yeah, yeah. We got it. We
yes.
got it.
I'm never going to be on dating.
Okay, yes. Okay.
You're married. It's okay.
But I think she was very balanced in showing okay. her personality and looks.
Yeah.
Great. I will say though, I think if she had hobbies that she was interested in, I would like to see more pictures of the hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, you play tennis. Let me see you in your little cute tennis skirt with your tennis racket. Yeah. Or what are you like? Because they're all just
more about her.
I want to see a picture of the avocado
yeah.
toast.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Are you fucking chucking down some avocado yeah. toast
chuck
in a very sexual
down.
Manner? Yeah, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Maybe I'm like
or don't do that.
You know,
or
maybe I'm Nikki Eats and
check
I want
to Nikki Streets. You keep
yeah,
saying it wrong. Nikki
Street Eats.
Do we want to move on to a guy? A guy profile.
Yeah.
Let's check out a dude's profile.
All right. Profile number two. Thank you for submitting. Let's see, Big Boy 69.
Sure, yeah,
Big Boy 69.
Big
we
boy
have a,
69.
A male here. He says he's gay, so we're gonna look from like still a male perspective.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay, yeah, pretty much. So he's 24.
I do really like this opening shot, even though I can't yeah. see his face. I'm intrigued enough to want to swipe and see
looks
more.
Like
I
want to
know where he is.
Yeah, yeah. Where is this? Because it looks beautiful.
Giving me cultured vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's also dressed nice.
Yes.
Well, not for traveling, because I know like when you're traveling, you're supposed to like look nicer.
Mm.
And I feel like
really?
It's like kind of the cut jeans and stuff. I don't know if that's nice
stylish.
That. I don't know.
Stylish.
I guess.
I mean, are you trying to go to Europe?
Yeah.
Because Europe, you have to look like in a suit. And,
right.
Like,
facts.
I mean, where is this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Based off of where he says he lives, I'm actually impressed by his attire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks nice, though. I'm not saying he doesn't look nice at all. He looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there another photo?
He also, this shot is like from the ground going up. So it gives an aura of power.
Taller,
like,
very
yeah.
Pinterest.
Powers.
Men always do the shots from below because yeah. it like gives them the power pose. Mm-hmm. And women yeah. always do it from above.
To look thinner.
Right.
To look smaller.
Could be 5'7", looking cool 6'2".
He does look tall. Yeah. That is good. Okay, let's see what his profile is.
And I also
says.
Appreciate how he's actually looking at the camera.
Eye contact.
I noticed yeah. a lot of people that were submitting profiles, like guys in particular, they were not looking at the camera. Like they would be like side angle or I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I will say, I mean, I know that you said right away. You
oh,
wanted to
no.
see more, but I like when it's like a headshot as the profile.
True.
Pic, so I can like see you in detail because that's his face was pretty far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We just went to the next slide and it is a photo of this man going, gee.
Oh. He is 24.
But yeah. What's
he doing?
He got ice in his veins.
Ice in your veins.
Oh, I'm so old that I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I only know because of my 13-year-old. He keeps me young.
Ice in your veins? What's that mean?
It
was started by a basketball player.
Oh.
He would do it after he...
You know, scored in points.
Yeah.
So is that like stupid?
It's a young. For your dating profile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like dabbing. Move.
So me seeing that right there, I'm like,
you're very young.
But a 24-year-old probably going to date down in age. So maybe would a 20-year-old find that?
Maybe that's not always.
Most girls date older guys.
No, but like.
Oh no, he's gay.
Yeah, and so like, there's a lot age difference. Couples.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're definitely showing your generation by doing a picture like that.
Yeah,
but maybe other people.
I also feel like he picked this one in particular because he looks really buff.
Yeah,
like, he's working out. He already put that in his profile too that he likes working out. He likes the outdoors. He's a foodie.
If you're doing this ironically,
oh, he's a bartender. I didn't see the description, but okay.
Oh, it's the last photo.
He's like a party guy.
You know what
fun
though? Like whether or not. That you think that's cringy or not, like if he likes TikTok and he likes that stuff, and he needs to find someone that likes it too.
Yeah, true.
So he can't not be himself.
You know, I'm just saying it's separating you into a category right away.
We're separating ourselves.
Yeah, like you're cutting off a generation.
Yeah.
Well, unless they don't know what that means. So it wouldn't matter anyway.
If he gets a granddaddy, you know, like a silver fox, Zaddy. He's not gonna know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Didn't we talk about Gina told us what that band tattoo?
No, that's not. So okay, Gina said that the band tattoo around your arm means that's how far you fist into someone's asshole. But I don't think that's what this is.
Good
it's around his bicep.
That would kill someone.
Stop it, because I know straight.
He is doing a fist.
I know straight men that have that.
I don't think Gina's right about that. I don't think that's
maybe
right.
In certain circles.
That's why I'm like, he is a gay man. Like
No, that's real.
That's like
he did not go past.
He's like on the farm. Killed someone then.
Oh, yeah, he killed someone.
In the farm. That's like on the farm.
In the cow. Okay, let's go to the next picture. Right. Or can we get some paragraph or something?
Well, the paragraph's the last one.
Okay, let's.
I just want to hear a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So I am a 24-year-old bartender server.
Oh, okay.
Bleep that out because it's where he lives. My interests include, but are not limited to, coffee, fitness, outdoor activities, hiking, paddleboarding, swimming, camping, shopping, watching mainly horror movies or horror films.
Okay.
With someone. Food in all caps. Possibly the least picky eater, and going to the occasional rave. Looking for a pilot to fly me out to Texas so when my dad moves, I could go see her.
Wait. First off, you got Zaddy. You're looking for a Zaddy right in your profile.
Yeah. He wants a pilot.
He said looking for a pilot to fly me out to Texas.
Very specific.
Okay.
I mean, I do think pilots deserve to be
fucked. He likes Maluma. His music taste is good.
Yeah.
He's fun, bartender, NorCal.
Is coffee really a hobby?
But I think that he was throwing it into
He said interests.
Yeah.
So I follow this guy who's
he's full of shit. He's lying.
No, there's people that are into like slow drip coffee and like the intelligentsia type. Jeez.
Oh, I see. Okay. He's not old enough for a sophisticated coffee hobby. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. When I was 24, hipsters were really in. So being a hipster was super in. Everyone was into like slow drip everything. And
look, he's looking for a zaddy. Let's just cut to the chase.
24-year-olds are different now.
This is a 24-year-old man looking to get flown out. Let's stop playing and cut to the point.
I want to see his face a little bit more. So, okay, he did.
He's
very handsome.
Himself holding a photo of himself as a baby.
That's adorable.
I like this photo a lot.
It shows a lot of his personality.
Yeah.
If I had money.
His sweet family side.
Yeah.
If I had money and a plane, I'd fly you to Texas.
Yeah, I'd fly you out. He's got such a gorgeous face.
He's looking for his target audience. And he's doing quite well.
Yeah. That's really cute.
Yeah, he's showing like his range. He can be the fun, like, sheesh guy. Yeah. And then also like, look, I love my family. And
it's like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I like the range.
I travel.
It's like a range of a personality.
Exactly.
And then him with maybe his
sisters
or something. Or some girls. girls. Friends. I'm okay with that on a gay man's profile, but true. If he was straight, I'd be fucking pissed.
Like, why?
Yeah. I don't need to be triangulated by these bitches.
Especially because he cut the face out of the other girl.
Yeah.
So if it was a straight dude, I'm like, was that your ex-girlfriend? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I see where he's going. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, more travel?
Okay.
Mm. All right. Well, before we continue talking about style, if you are wanting some stylish clothes to wear in your profile picture and you don't have a clue where to start, you should start with Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service where you actually have a stylist picking out clothes for you based on the interests that you tell them you have. On like after you take a quiz. So you go online, you take a quiz. Basically, it shows you pictures of clothes and you say whether or not you like them. And then a stylist can like customize your personal style and curate a box for you. You get to try on pieces at home before you buy. You keep what you love, return what you don't. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. There's no subscription required, so you could try Stitch Fix once, or you can set up automatic deliveries. You pay just a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards the pieces you keep. So if you keep something that's over $20, boom, that $20 gets discounted from that piece. And there are no hidden fees ever. Stitch Fix has styles and clothing to fit any occasion for women, men, and kids. Mm. They ship all over the US and available in the UK as well. Oh, all right, mate. Get started today with stitchfix.com/mood and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mood for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mood.
Yes. And really quickly, I'd like to also shout out Raycon. I love when Raycon sent us the earbuds.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, I'm not so sure about these. I'm not so sure. But I've been using them every day. Why are you being a judgmental ass bitch? Because so I don't know. Good. I used to be in a cult with another brand. I would never be willing to try anything else. Over.
Yeah.
But then when I got like these sometimes. And I tried them, the battery life is insane. Oh,
yeah. And they're really good.
I can do all of my chores all day. I can go to the gym. I can do work stuff after that with my earbuds in, and they don't die as fast, which I absolutely love. The sound quality is great. And the price is so much better than a lot of other brands. Whether you're jamming out to your favorite music or catching up on your favorite podcast like this one, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. They look great and feel even better. You guys know what I love is that they're smaller and rounder and they fit into your ears. So when you take your shirt on and off or your hoodie on and off, they don't pop off.
I'm still missing one of my, I only have one. It's the left side for me. So I'm struggling still.
Listen up. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for our listeners. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/bigmood. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. And it's such a good deal. You might want to grab a pair and a spare. Mm. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/bigmood. buyraycon.com/bigmood.
No, seriously, it's a great deal for the quality that you're getting.
They really are.
But back to Big Boy 69.
Big Daddy, what'd you call him?
Big Boy 69.
Big Boy 69.
Yeah, okay. So this photo is I feel like it shows like
city guy.
I'm trying to be like that stoicness, stoic
He's
side.
Still smiling in it. I think it shows like a city vibe.
What is that? Like
the editing of the photo.
Yeah.
What is that? A cell phone?
I think it's a train.
We'll go on an adventure. We'll go on an adventure around my city.
We'll go hiking, I guess.
Okay. Side profile.
I like the nail polish in this one.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving good face.
He's showing quite a range.
Yeah, it's a range. He looks like he's probably on his way to work. He has a shift. He's giving good face, good manicure. That's a nice photo.
It looks clean.
It's a nice photo.
You're going to tell me this guy doesn't like slow drip coffee? Shut up.
You know what? After that photo, I mean, then you see this one. That's not, he's
like really goofy. These are
really goofy.
He looks like he dry shoots pre-workout.
He does. Don't do that. No dry scooping.
It's in a garage even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hardcore. So overall, Big Boy 69 has shown a range.
He can be emo. He can be jockey. Yeah. He can be TikTok-y.
You look like you're on a date in this photo.
Oh, it does. It does look like you're on a date in this photo.
I don't know what he's trying to convey here.
I wear my mask.
The one with, yeah he's sitting outside. He's sitting outside on a patio at a table. He's got a mask on. You can't see his face. You really can't see anything. So I'm not sure why he chose this photo.
I wouldn't use this picture.
Yeah. It doesn't detract from the profile for me, but it's kind of a waste of space.
Yeah, exactly. When you can use that slot for
He's got
a
so many
picture.
Other good ones. Mm-hmm. I don't think he even needs, like, you could just take that out and it'd be totally fine.
Yeah. It's so well-rounded without it.
Would you guys swipe right on Big Boy 69? I would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Good range.
I don't know what gay men are looking for, but as a woman,
the range of things, interests. Yeah. There's like a lot of interest and hobbies there. It seems like a lot to talk about just based off the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I do love, he was pretty straight to the point. Do you want to fly him out? Honestly, if I was in the position, he looks like he would be a good time to text it.
Yeah.
Right. Texic. Texas. I said Texic.
Texic.
Twice.
Texic.
And nobody noticed.
So this is our third profile. Nikki Blaze here requested a hot girl.
Because she is.
Hot woman.
I am bi.
Yes.
So she can give a.
So I feel like I'd give a genuine review to see if this is somebody that I actually would want to date with.
Yeah. Okay. And what's her name?
I say this is Rainbow Girl 72.
Rainbow Girls, 72.
Yes. There's a lot of Rainbow Girls.
Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright. Okay.
All right. So she's 25.
Okay.
She's a gamer, or like under her interest is gamer, karaoke, musician, grab a drink, tattoos. In her bio, it says, show me you can belt it out in karaoke and I'll have the utmost respect for you. We'll absolutely destroy you in Tekken if you're into that. Upside down smiley face. I won't start mowing your lawn at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, but no promises.
Okay, side note, she knows who she is talking to.
Yeah, she knows her audience.
This is a very specific person. These are a certain type of people. Mm-hmm. The karaoke, the Tekken, I love Tekken. I hate karaoke because I can't sing, but I get her humor. Mm-hmm. She is looking.
She likes the confidence.
She is looking for a certain type of person. And honestly, if you are not her cup of tea, I feel as though she does not care.
Yeah.
I love it.
What do you think about this being a video?
Sorry to be ignorant.
It's a fighting game. It's like a fighter. Like Mortal Kombat almost.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of old school.
But
this photo, I want to ask y'all, as this being the first photo, are y'all cool with that? I wouldn't select this photo as the first photo.
I'm swiping left. I'm not.
Okay, so as a bi woman, what makes you not want to swipe on this photo?
For me personally, the main focus looks like the dog and just an emphasis on her hair. And I know where she's going with it. I'm getting very gamer vibes, streamer vibes, that energy. Yeah. It is for me personally, that would not be the strongest photo she could have went with. I think that her personality is way brighter than her dog. And this feels like I'm looking at a dog. And her bio doesn't say anything about a pet lover. So it's almost why is the dog here?
Yeah.
Well, what about it just being like kind of sexual in the water like that?
I get no sex appeal from that. I get mermaid vibes.
Because she's not really showing that much of her body in the water. Like if her ass was bare or she's wearing a thong and then it was touching the water, then my eyes go there. But my eyes do go to the dog and her hair.
It's also kind of hard to see what the rest of the photo is too, because she could be like giving an expression that we don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like that might be drawing us more
into her face out, I think.
Yeah.
Well, let's check out some other photos.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next photo.
Kawaii.
Very kawaii.
Yeah.
Love.
She's cute.
I really like that one.
This one's nice.
Yeah, that's cute.
This lighting is my favorite one so far.
That should be your main.
I would have not made that her main.
Really?
Just because I feel like she's going for a...
She is going for a swim, but...
Yeah. But that's a stunning photo. She's absolutely, a great photo. Absolutely beautiful.
This is what I can look like without my colorful hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the hair. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even notice. So I guess I am subconsciously...
Yeah, you're going for
biased,
your taste.
Yeah, I'm biased against the rainbow bright hair, but she just looks so beautiful like this with the natural hair that I was this is the picture that should be on front. But if she's not going for that,
based off of her bio, I know where she's going. You know,
like who she wants.
Yeah, who she is
and the type of personality she's showcasing.
And I love that. So this is a beautiful photo.
Yeah, I like that photo a lot.
I'm like her mom. I'm like the one without the rainbow hair.
I was like, pick that one.
You look like you're like just started your career.
Then now we're like kind of cyberpunk at the
so dope.
This reminds me of a young Gina.
It does,
right?
Pinball machine, the leather, the buckles, the pleats.
Gina's like, what do you mean young?
She's 25.
She's hot. I mean, this is a hot. This to me is probably one of the, like, I know where she's getting at. This is a great photo. Fun.
Do you think this should be the front photo?
No. I don't think so yet because I still haven't seen the rest. Okay. But that's a good photo to have.
Okay, this one.
And get
this
rid of
one
it.
Needs Pass. To be completely
get rid of it.
No. It doesn't go along with the rest of her personality.
Yeah, it doesn't show anything.
What's she showcasing?
I don't know. You put that on your story when you bought new shoes.
It's kind of like, I'm being a little bit cheeky sexy because my shoulder is showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't tell because it blends in with the
There's just not enough going on.
Yeah,
I would get rid of it. All the other ones are much better.
Is there a
What's
quote?
This?
Oh, she's using a meme.
This is it says, girls on Tinder will say, quote, your parents will love me, but your neighbors won't. Like, what are you going to do? Start mowing at 7 a.m. on a Saturday?
It's a callback.
If you know, you know.
I don't get the meme.
You don't get it? It's like the parents will love her because they think she's a sweetheart, but the neighbors won't because they know she's a freak in the bed.
Yeah.
She's screaming. Okay. But then she's like, well, I don't get it.
Well, trying to show her sense of humor. For me, throwing that joke in now, it's kind of like, well, I'm the slutty type.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
I can't promise I won't mow your lawn on 7.
I mean, if you want to put
that from the bio,
if you want to put that foot forward, then that's okay. That's your prerogative. But if you're getting a lot of guys that just want sex, that could be like, that's kind of what you're
giving. You're putting those eyes in the eye emojis. Eyeball emojis give it away that's a sexual innuendo.
Is this Tinder? Because I don't know dating.
I have no idea
this is, I think, Hinge.
Oh, is this Hinge?
Is it?
You can get verified on Hinge.
Wait, what is this one?
I don't know.
I recognize it. Maybe this is Tinder. I think this is Tinder.
Oh, sorry, for me, Tinder. looking at her page, I didn't get the, like, I'm DTF. That's not what I necessarily got. I caught the vibe of the streamer.
Well, even with the eyes, like, the eyes going to the left and then the sexual meme.
Yo, let me tell you. Okay. I know I'm a very hypersexual girl. I know what my images look like. I know what I'm portraying, and I know what to let you know that I'm down. Mm-hmm. For me, this is like a subculture. I'm catching a lot of this.
Definitely a lot of subculture.
A lot of the vibes, and I just think she's fun and she's very much in that lane, but she is not a shy girl. She is down for a good time.
Absolutely.
It seems like she's not looking for anything serious.
It doesn't. Yeah. Not, this is not a relationship. The quote, the eyes, those things, I wouldn't necessarily go, she's only down to just smash.
No, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of things that lead me, if I was a guy, I'd be like, oh, she's DTF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, those are the signals I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. And for me,
but that's not necessarily a bad thing if that's what she's going for. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, she's hitting a real specific group of people.
Yeah.
And that's blatantly clear. If you are not into this, you swipe right away.
Yeah.
She's looking for somebody in particular. That's it.
She's going to be swiping on you.
She's swiping. Yeah.
She's swiping on you.
She's set. She knows. If you didn't get the Tekken reference, you don't stand a chance.
Damn, I don't stand a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, Tip, you're out of the running for her.
That purple hair was cute and all, but I really loved when your hair was naturally brown.
Would you? Yeah, that's me and Tiff are the mom. Yeah. We like the third one with the brown hair. I would definitely swipe on her because I'm friends with Gina, so I feel like I'd get a Gina experience.
Yeah.
So I would enjoy
swipe
her.
Right?
I mean,
I think she should change her first picture.
Change the first picture.
Yeah.
Which one would she change it to then from out of all the
years? I like the cafe. The pinball one.
The pinball
one. The cafe.
You like
the cafe.
That shows, well, the pinball one's cool
pinball
too.
Pinball one is so cool. If that first popped up, I'd be like, who's this?
The pinball one. It gives the whole vibe.
Yeah, it's like her whole, it's like in a nutshell.
It's like, I'm a gamer. I like karaoke. I will beat you in Tekken.
Yeah, she's secure in herself. I would pass, honestly, but I think
that's more preference than
preference. This is preference, not personal.
Yeah.
Oh, personal. I guess
because I don't actually have a dick, I'm like, I want to be your friend, so I'll still swipe right.
Right. And for me, I don't have a dick, and I'm probably like, do I want to sit on your face or not?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that's what I'm going for.
Yeah. For me, it's like, I'm not rating based off of whether or not I would swipe, but more off of like the here's the vibe that
you are giving me. I think.
Yeah,
audience would definitely swipe. Yeah, like, whoever she's going for, if they are that person
who you're going for, will swipe.
You will reach your target.
Just change that profile
to that girl. You make that a fun photo. Yeah. That's a bad bitch photo.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, for people on audio, sorry that like you gotta watch this episode on YouTube. Yeah, there's a she's in a schoolgirl outfit, but there's like leather. A kinky leather corset underneath, and then she's like leaning up against a pinball table.
So I would say this cinematic. If you're into anime or into any type of things along those lines, if you have seen Food War, I'm getting very much competition with the blazer, pleated skirt, and buckle bra, purple hair, knee-high boots. Killing it next to a pinball machine. Tattoos.
As her mom, I would love her to like look like third photo. but we can wait till she's 30. She can do this at 25.
Yeah, I can wait till now.
She can grow out of that later.
Nah, but she's gonna...
I mean, look how beautiful she is.
Yeah. Stunning.
Mm-hmm. Stunning.
Mm. You do sound like a mom.
I do. I am an old ass. I'm almost 10 years older than her, so maybe that's why.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Profile number four. We got a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Tiff, what is it? What does the message
say? So he wrote to us. He said, "Hey girls, I've been watching you since you first started, and I feel like you really inspire me.
Aww.
I've learned so much about women, which being gay, I have no use for half of the thing."
Oh, all the gay guys sent us her profile. We need a straight man.
We need a straight man next.
Okay.
"I recently joined Tinder, so here you have my profile to add some variety. Also, I'm from Spain, so I translated the text."
Oh, that's nice of him.
All right, so let's look at a photo first. Which one do you think is his
Probably
first
he
photo?
Screenshotted the first one first.
Yeah.
Would that be it?
Hello, it. Smooth looks artsy. Skin filter.
What are we calling him? What are we calling him?
Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. Okay, Wreck-It Ralph.
So Wreck-It Ralph, he's 27, and he mentioned he's gay and from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first profile
I don't really love this first photo.
He looks like he's bored.
Yeah.
Or is he laying up against a wall or what is that?
I think it's a sheet.
Yeah.
Or a bed.
Is that his bed sheet?
Oh, it's a bed sheet. I thought it was like a mural behind him.
It's a soccer ball bed sheet is what I read.
Honeycomb pattern.
I'm not completely mad at it. His face looks good.
He looks bored.
I see the board, but I understand where he's going. Also, his skin looks perfect. I don't know if he
is that a filter? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe his skin is like way too good.
Yeah,
zero pores.
I think overly filtered photos are something that we talked about.
Because it's not cloudy. It's not obvious, but it's just
What I want people to consider when you use a filter like this. When they meet you in real life, is your skin even going to come close to that? Yeah, like, you know, yeah. I think it should look at least still have like some texture in it in your picture.
I appreciate
personal opinion.
Well, it's besides that, like overall, just the photo to me, he's just like laying on his back. He's got his hand on his stomach a little bit and he looks bored.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, I don't want to hang out with you because you look bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though you're probably a really great guy and really fun to be around. Don't let that be the first impression I have of you is that you're bored.
I want to read the text.
All right. So
he translated
the text. It says,
oh, it's in purple.
Yeah. It says software developer. And then the next purple, it says height and weight parentheses. I don't know. Everyone does it. And then his Instagram handle. And then at the bottom, it says looking for a serious relationship or friendship. No hookups. I'm a chill guy. Rather stay home than go out to party. I like video games, TV shows and movies. Amateur baker/cook looking for someone patient and with a good heart. That can help me a little push so I can stop the overthinking and just jump. And then under interests, it says baking, gamer, movies, escape room, board games.
Okay, he got me and Nikki. We like escape rooms.
The main paragraph, though, I don't like the has patience and can help me like with my, what did he say?
It sounds like it's trauma like from his past relationship.
Yeah. It's a little too much on the like I haven't even met you yet and I already know that you're gonna need like mental health help and I'm like maybe that should be taken care of before you're dating but not necessarily that you're gonna have to be perfect before you can find a relationship but if that's still like, so much on the forefront of your mind that's your first sentence
and you're not gonna attract people that will actually help you in a healthy way. You're gonna attract people that want to manipulate you or take advantage of you.
They know that you've got
that you're gonna need them, you're gonna rely on them, so you're gonna attract narcissists.
Part of me appreciates that. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe you'll weed out. But I think you said it right there. It's mm-hmm. going to bring in a certain type of person that's yeah. going to see that and take advantage of it. Yeah. So, and honestly, your display picture does not
the
go
first
with
picture's not the good
description.
Like, not with
it
the
should like show
all.
Us a, some a of the personality at an escape room or even,
yeah, the personality. I would just say the emotion in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Emotion in the face.
So get rid of that video first game, picture. What? Let's see cooking. Some other photos.
Yeah. What?
All right. I think the thing is, like, people want to see photos of you doing the things that you say that you're into. Because, yeah. like, that kind of mm-hmm. show, it's like a visual representation of, like, oh, if we went out, it would aww. Look like this.
He's smiling here.
Oh, yeah. It looks like he's, so with, he's a, with a maybe friend. A sister.
Can somebody
or
please
friend?
Explain to me why gay men put women in their photos?
Is maybe it, it's to show that he, the, like,
they
the
all have, they all have the fruit flies, you know, they're always there.
Is that what it's called?
I don't
fruit
know.
Flies?
Yeah, I never
is
heard
that derogatory?
That.
I don't know, but they used to call
I mean,
fruit flies.
I mean, we have pictures of girls in our photos, too. Yeah. I mean, it feels like disarming.
On your dating profile? First off, I am putting no other women
oh,
in my
no,
dating
no, no,
profile.
No.
You ain't seen
well,
nobody
heard,
else but me.
So I have heard that that's like a common thing to like display, like to show that you have friendships, like a yeah. life outside of a relationship.
And I'm clearly crazy, so don't take advice from me. Like, ain't no other bitch gonna be in my
well,
photo.
Well, you can blur their face, though.
Yeah.
Now, that looks like you're crazy.
No, yeah. it doesn't.
It
because,
kind of
no,
does.
Okay,
kind of, I am kind
no,
of
you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, it kind of looks like don't look at her.
No,
look
I've
at
had,
me.
I've
I
had,
have friends. I have friends. Don't
no,
look at her.
I put our group photo on a dating app, and I've had almost all the guys that I do talk to said thank you for letting me know which one you are.
There
by like blurring the face
sure.
or put little smiley faces over the other faces, or
but
something.
I can see how it could be taken either way.
Okay, so. Just questions.
They just need to know who you are in the group photo.
I don't have a dating profile.
Yeah.
I've never made one.
I don't
one.
Have one now either.
Okay, so but. The purpose of adding a group photo with other women is to
it's
show that
just,
you have friends?
Yeah.
Well, it's like just
you have
like
a life.
Because oh, okay. if all of your photos are just you, it's like, well, are you a narcissist? Do you only think about yourself?
Yes.
Do you have hobbies? Do you have, you know, like it's just
no.
what
you want
to
well around
like,
picture
no,
of this person.
I have no hobbies. Yes, I'm
yeah,
a narcissist.
It's like showing your whole life.
Your range.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like, look, these are my girls. Like,
these are my interests. These are my friends. This is my life.
But then
okay.
the blur of the face
here's my
or
dog.
The emoji over the faces is not like, don't look at them. It's like, you need to figure out who you're looking for, though.
Yeah.
Like, in this
see,
group, this is who you're looking
this
for.
This is good insider information. Because
yeah.
I would have been like, first off,
I guess I would just cut
this-
them out. But you want to show that you have
you're
friends.
Trying to show
there.
The group
and
photo.
I think that's what they're doing here too, like with the gay profiles
like,
that we've seen.
I have
seen
friends.
It's
he
like
has friends.
Girls
okay.
in the photos.
Yeah.
So other people like me. See?
I'm okay with
okay.
the girls and the gays
yeah.
in the photos, but if it's a guy, a straight man with a bunch of girls
yeah.
in his photos,
okay.
I'm like instant swipe left.
Still
yeah.
learning.
Yeah.
But he
yeah.
looks super fun. Good
he looks
photo.
Like
at least
a teddy
we
bear.
See your smile. We see your personality a little bit more.
He's, more of a teddy bear.
Yeah, that's
I would
soft.
Clean it up. I think he needs to clean up the hair and the beard
it's
a little.
Quarantine.
But that's what
I
he
know.
Looks like.
I know, but if I don't know, just for me personally, like I
preference.
Think preferentially,
preference. Yeah.
I would clean up the beard and the hair
I like
a little.
A little bit.
It would make him look super young though. Maybe he's going for a little bit more of a mature
yeah.
vibe.
Okay. Do we have more photos?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, here's
see,
it.
Look,
with,
he looks more clean cut. He looks
yeah.
better. Clean cut. Better.
Completely different
to
vibe.
To you.
No, you don't think so? You don't think he looks better in this photo?
I think he does, but I mean that's just preference. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so too because it's like even in the previous photos, it was like
it was a little
dark patches. Well, because
I like him a little rough sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. I like the variety.
His eyes. He looks so handsome.
Look,
in that
he's giving
one.
Me. Who is this? That
okay.
Is
this is fun.
Person?
This is fun.
This is
I
way more fun.
This
is like,
I feel like maybe not the first photo because you might get the wrong idea and be like, "Who's this fucking weirdo?" But like a second or third photo, you start
yeah.
to see the sense of humor. You're like,
yeah.
okay, he looks funny because he's
this
he's
is his
a,
last photo.
He's at a dinner table and he's given a
yeah.
little smirk, a little funny wink kind of photo. Like
playful.
I'm playful.
Yeah.
I'll rub your foot under the table, you know?
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah.
Well, look, he low-key looked like a different person. You got to be careful with some of these angles because I did not know who that was until
he looks like the same guy to me.
There was three different versions of the same man. So,
but I know who I'm expecting to look.
Yeah,
to see when I
the
get
the first
there.
One. We don't get any sense of your personality.
Yeah, I hate the first one.
There's just so
yeah,
many
I'm
different ranges, and you can tell that they're taken so far apart. I'm just gonna throw that out there. As somebody who's looking at the same photos, these look like different time periods.
What like
it's also different
5 years apart.
Different
like completely
angles.
Different angles. Like the first one, it's like right, like straight on.
Yeah.
The second one, it's like from underneath. So is the third one.
Right.
And then the third one's like at an angle too. And then
yeah. It's
obviously
just like
the last
range.
One.
I felt like he gave you a little bit of range.
Yeah. Definitely.
But Jess likes the more cleaned up version, you know, hair done, everything. And one thing that I think helps a lot with hair is Function of Beauty.
Yes.
Function of Beauty has been sponsoring us since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I have not used any other shampoo or conditioner since. It is literally the best.
Yeah, I stopped using the other one I was using for a while to switch over.
It just like it customizes completely to what your specific hair type is, what your specific hair goals are. And I've just never had a shampoo or conditioner just nail it. And like hit it over the head.
And it lasts forever. You know how I just said like I recently, well, not recently switched over. It's been a while now, but I still haven't finished my first bottle. Like the first set.
It lasts like six months.
Yeah, 6 months.
To
use a bottle of it.
It's nuts. And also the smells are so good. I guess, okay, so you go online and you fill out a quiz. That's how they know how to customize it. But there's like a trillion different combinations and formulas that they can come up with based on the answers that you give. Every product is sulfate and paraben free, vegan, cruelty free, and there are over 60,000 real 5-star customer reviews. So you know us good. I'm like 50 of those. Function of Beauty fans are absolutely wild about the fragrances, and for good reason. Your hair has never smelled so amazing. My hair smells like peach right now.
I know.
You know they have a mango scent out right now?
Do they? Oh, that's the one I ordered.
Yeah, I ordered it too. I just got the mango one. I haven't smelled it yet. I'm excited.
It's gripped your head.
Yeah. They have crisp hair also, or subtler scents such as lavender, rose, and eucalyptus.
I got my body wash and my lotion to be pear.
Oh, my body wash and lotion is rose.
Yeah.
It all smells really good. The eucalyptus is great. Well, Jess, go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. All of them are amazing, by the way. That's functionofbeauty.com/bigmood to let them know you heard about it here and to get 20% off of your order. Functionofbeauty.com/bigmood.
Yeah, and while your hair is smelling nice, why not have your teeth look amazing? Two, with Candid, you get to straighten your teeth from the comfort of your own home. So Candid are the clear, comfortable, removable, and practically invisible aligners to help straighten your teeth. And now, like a lot of people have used this service and they absolutely love their smile. So it's pretty cool how, like I said, you don't have to leave your home. You end up having your treatment prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. And you'll have the same quality of care that you'd get from an in-office orthodontist, but from the comfort and convenience of your own home. And while other companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is there with you from the start to the finish. So you'll never have to wonder how you're doing. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months and you'll start seeing results way before then. And it costs thousands less than traditional braces. Become your best you. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, you can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Go to candidco.com/mood and use code MOOD. That's candidco.com/mood, code MOOD. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. candidco.com/mood, code MOOD.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So wrapping it up for this guy,
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, he calls us cuties. I think at the end.
I'd like you to take one more picture as your profile picture that kind of shows your personality. Yeah.
Get rid of the some first emotion. One.
Yeah. Just get rid of that first one because I think you're losing out on a lot of people that haven't gotten to see all the rest of your photos because they swiped on the first one.
Yeah,
already.
And also there's no full body shot.
I was about to say that.
I think all profiles need a full body shot.
Yeah,
because I have no idea what to expect from the chest down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would, I think he looks like a teddy bear. I mean, he's a gay man, so I'm not in his market. I think he just needs to figure out the photos a little bit more, but I really like that one. I like when he looks cleaned up. The cleaned up one where he's a little got the closer shave.
Yeah,
and all
that looks good. That could be the profile pic.
And I do like the one at the table.
I like the one
at the table.
Yeah, a lot.
It shows personality. Yeah. So I love that one. The other ones, I'm like, whatever about. I think he could
maybe
replace
one
him.
Showing you
like
your video games or.
I do too.
I do too. But
it's like a genuine smile.
As the first pick, I think I would go with the one that Jess said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree too.
Okay, well, good luck.
We need
out
to get
there.
A straight man on here.
I do want to see a straight man. That's the only person type that we haven't covered.
Is he straight?
Oh my lord! Let's do that one. Let's do.
Is
you.
He straight?
Well, actually, I don't.
We
know.
Don't know. Okay, we don't know.
It doesn't specify if he's straight.
I think we'll figure it out.
Let's see. So, what are we calling this one?
This guy is
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Okay, yeah, Mad Max.
Because of the first photo.
His eyebrows are a little popping.
Yeah. Dexter.
Right, so his message
Dexter. His name is Dexter.
I like Dexter. Yes.
So do we believe he looks like a murderer?
He's like Breaking Bad, Dexter, all of those combined.
I vote Dexter. What are we
naming? Yeah, Dexter.
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 Great name.
So he wrote, "What's up, Big Mood? My name is Bleep from Bleep. Here are a few screenshots of my Tinder profile. It's basic as of now, but I'm willing to hear some insight to improve
it. Oh, I like that.
I don't include that I've been a stage actor for 6 years and that I do improv comedy. Should I?
Yes.
Better for a later conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. You should. Why don't you have
that? Would explain the photo.
That's interesting.
True. Yeah, that helps. It helps me understand why this first photo is so strong. This is a strong. Yo. I mean, I would swipe left on this immediately because it's giving me murderer vibes. So
I agree.
But if it said improv comedian underneath, you're like, oh, different type of person.
Or it just needs to be a few down.
Photo.
It needs to be a few down the slide.
It's too intimidating.
It's a lot for
the
first
photo. He is giving me Breaking Bad off top.
Wait, what is this? What? Read this because I don't like this.
Bio, it says that he's 28 years old. Under his interests is astrology, art, gamer, museum, comedy.
Okay, but this.
And then his bio says, not a prince, just a frog with a frog emoji.
Hell.
No.
You ain't getting no dates.
You're not getting any pussy from here. Why would you call yourself a frog?
Don't do that. I know he's probably making a joke to like your self-deprecating humor.
Don't do that.
But honestly, it comes off bad on a dating profile because. We're actually looking for a prince, so
telling me you're a fucking dud.
You're subconsciously already putting the message out there,
Or at least bring up the comedy. You have to throw that in somewhere because as we're reading that, we all just wrote him off. Yeah, I don't know who would find that.
That was the first line.
If I read that, I'm a frog, and I see that photo. That means swipe left.
You're passable. Yeah. You're just trying to smash. This is Tinder.
Yeah, even if he's hotter than me, I don't even want to give him a chance because I'm like, ugh.
You're not here for the long haul.
The rest of the bio.
No. I'm not going to kiss that one. No.
The rest of the bio says, I like acrylic paint on cheap canvases. And then a whole bunch of astrology signs.
Okay, I don't like astrology signs either. That's
his sun sign, his rising, and his moon.
Instant swipe left for me.
He can.
And then he writes, I can speak English, obviously, Spanish, and Japanese, aspiring to be a member of Team Rocket.
Stop it. Okay, so the card.
That's Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the references, it's like the Avi, it's very,
he's being cynical, satirical, sarcastic?
Very sarcastic. Yeah. I'm getting real Mick asshole vibes from this guy.
Like, smart ass. Why does he look nice here?
He looks like a dick here after reading
bio. So, but like he's wearing a cowboy hat. Friendlier. He's got a smile. I would totally keep looking. I would keep reading if I saw this.
He wants advice on how to improve this. So we'll give him some advice.
These photo combinations are throwing me off here.
I don't like when guys look so serious like this.
This third one is a lot better than the first one.
At least I know you're attractive and an asshole. Okay, so well, I might kiss you and then pass you on.
It's more fuckboy vibes for sure.
It is. Look. What the fuck is going on with these photos?
Whoa, Ted Bundy, yo.
Who is this man?
He's going to murder us.
He's taking you home. That's why he likes the Zodiac signs.
Oh, Zodiac killer.
Because he's an attractive man, right? But he's the type of attractive man that's got the shark eyes and he scares me.
Yeah.
Look,
it's the eyebrows.
It is the eyebrows.
No, sir, you are terrifying.
And then why is everyone doing this I want to be ugly 1970s thing now?
I have those glasses.
But you look better
in
him.
You rock him.
You know you look better in him than he does right here.
See, I'm confused.
The
profile. You give me
what
hot.
Is this? This is a
scary.
Paparazzi photo.
He looks candid. I be out.
It's the I be out. That setting on the iPhone where it blurs the
profile?
Background.
No, wait. He needs to charge his
profile.
Phone.
Portrait.
Is that one.
Portrait. No, it's not. It's that's a portrait. Candid. Somebody
that phone's
took
about
that
to die.
That phone is about to die.
Oh yes. He's irresponsible.
Wait, you in the military? You do military time? It's 1700 hours. But y'all don't know what time that is. But I know that you better.
5:13.
No, you better see that on the dating profile. Yeah. That's his personal screenshot.
But I know
that's a screenshot.
I know you're a military. Don't charge your phone.
I'm conflicted. Right? You turned me on a little.
Bill, I dated a guy that used military time too. I was like, why do you do that? He's just like, I don't know, I just do.
I'm like, you get used to it. Like when I lived in Mexico, they always use military time. Okay.
All right. Just
anyway, that's irrelevant.
These photo combinations done threw my vagina through a loop. I am conflicted.
Is there any more photos?
Because
I don't know if it's side profile.
No, that was it. It says anonymously, please.
Okay.
Anonymously.
Wait, click on it again. I want to know the moon signs.
Which one?
These. I want to know the astrology. Okay, so we got Gemini, Virgo, Psycho. And I don't know the last one.
Crazy.
Psycho.
He's fucking nuts. Yeah. Do you not see all the personalities he just showed you in like four slides? He literally got two different frames for seeing and he got all these different faces. You gonna wake up with a cereal. He got a cowboy hat. Yeah. Then he looked like he cooked Coke. And then you got the other one. He's a cocaine cowboy. And then that's who he's selling it to.
So he needs
and then that's who's buying it. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Can't do
it.
Do
you see this? Yeah. This is a setup. This is a drug deal. All right. He don't want nobody. He said he's a frog, so you pass. But that's code.
It's code for like code. I got the drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
This shit is a setup.
Oh shit, that's so good.
Personally, I think he's an attractive man, and I think he needs to figure out who he is and what he's going for, because it's as a girl that wants to be taken seriously, I'm definitely swiping left, and maybe that's okay with him. Okay. Like maybe he's not.
I can't think of the market that he's looking for.
I can't figure out who he's trying to catch.
There's no girl that I've met.
A girl
that would,
with no personality, maybe.
You know what? Hasn't figured herself out yet. The Latina and
let's get the lenses from the Latina,
because I have a feeling he's Mexican.
Yeah,
he's definitely Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah, Hispanic blood for sure.
Yeah, and so like I feel like what he's giving off here is like machismo stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's really like tough, but he can also have fun like with the vaquero hat.
Yeah,
but it's mainly like I'll be your protector. Kind of thing.
That's protector?
I feel like he's trying to
go for it. Oh, he looks like a predator.
I feel like that's his vibe, though. I feel like that's what he's trying to...
I need protection from you.
I need protection from you.
But also, I feel like he's also very insecure about taking photos. At least that's what I'm reading.
Yeah.
And that's why he has to come off like,
so
let me fucking throw this away.
Overcompensating.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like he gave away all his aliases. Like... Look, if you ever try to commit a crime, sir, we know what you look like in every situation. This is bad. You gave too much range. Like, give us less. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby, say less. Look, give me that last photo.
I want to know if this guy has friends.
He's hot, though.
I was gonna say, no pictures with friends.
There's no pictures with
friends. They're buried in the backyard. Yeah, yeah. That's why. The one
he's
in his backyard,
hot.
That's where all his friends are.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. Probably in person, I'm getting real, like, he's giving me sexy vibes. Like there's a couple like that photo.
Yeah.
I'm getting fun. I'm definitely want to go out. Not that one.
Glasses.
We ain't going out with him. No,
not
scroll
the
up.
Photo. Skip
the this guy. Now this guy right here.
Yeah.
We are going out.
With the
hoodie. We are getting a drink.
When he makes out his lips.
It's
he
okay.
Got the lips all
so,
in the makeup
care. He got good. He got good hair. He got a nice lineup.
He kisses with them lips.
Look, he giving me glow. He got good skin.
The brows
look
good.
Nasty.
There.
His brows
like,
look good.
This
there.
Man
brows
look
too intimidating.
To me, that man look nasty.
The brows are Disney villain. In the other one.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, hey, if you're, far? But if you're a frog,
you can't do anything about that.
Well, no, he looks good there.
No, no, but think. But if you're a frog, he's just saying, use me. Use
yeah,
me to
yeah.
get to the next one. That photo, make that your display pic, boo, and you're good. Delete
the
rest.
Yeah. If
just
that's
the,
what you want.
The more basic photo.
Please remove the one
which
you got no facial
one.
Hair in those glasses, baby.
Yeah.
You going
yeah,
to
catch
a predator.
The makeup
that
him.
Shit looks
the,
terrifying.
The angles and the expressions are what the Disney villain eyebrows are. Not the actual eyebrows, because like that,
oh,
this
that
is a different
photo. That is so creepy.
In low light?
No.
Stop. Take it away now.
You ain't even got good lighting in this photo.
No, it's just I've seen so many of like my Mexican friends, like in MySpace days. Like this, these are the type
but
of
it's 2021.
Like, no, I know, but I'm saying like that's just like how they they take.
He
photos
looks like
of
he's looking at my titties in a Zoom call.
Yeah,
that's what he looks.
I mean, but he's in California, so we ain't giving him the Mexico excuse. This is not a different country. You are 2021
Wait,
in California.
We can't say where he's from.
I didn't say I said
California.
Yeah,
okay,
California's
a
big ass state.
That's
a big ass state.
I'm trying to protect identity.
Man, go.
Okay, sir.
If you're trying to get swiped right on, put the nasty boy photo.
21-year-old self would definitely go for this because he reminds me of one of my exes. Which I'll photo? Be straight up. All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Each picture was another ex of Jess's.
Yeah, these are all Hispanic. All my exes are in Texas, and they are all Hispanic blood. They're very similar.
Even the no beard
body style.
Even the no beard?
Maybe not.
Oh, this one?
But that yeah, I mean, when they shave, yeah. Bruh. He looks like Hispanic shaved, cleaned up, you know? But, like, they look like all of my exes. That's why I'm getting triggered by it, I think.
So. You didn't turn on?
No.
See, the Gemini and his son, that's what's given the different personalities.
All the different faces.
The Geminis, yeah.
That's true. Lord.
See, that is cute. I'm dating you. I'll make you my boyfriend.
The bottom one is the least scary.
You're my
scary.
Boyfriend.
The yeah. bottom one is the least scary, least scary. And you look like you're playing poker at a table. And I'm like.
Or doing something fun.
I'm dating whatever. You. I would date you. I'm sleeping with the other one and I'm dating this one.
Yeah. So advice. You heard it.
We need to
get clear on what your market is.
You heard it, Dexter. What's your market, Dexter?
Yeah,
I'm real conflicted. I'm turned on and scared at the same time.
If your market is murder victims, then you're killing it right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we need some different photos.
He should include the stage actor for 6 years and that he does improv comedies.
I don't like his paragraph right now. I think he needs to include more about himself, what he likes. You know,
delete it all. Start over.
The bio right now, I don't like anything about the bio at all.
I mean, I guess he's trying to show his personality.
Look at him. He speaks Japanese. That's low-key cute. You should put a little sushi emoji in there. I mean, also, I like to eat. So, you know, that's cute.
Yeah. I mean, a very attractive dude. He's think he needs better photos that aren't so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your beard. Way too attractive to be creeping me out this much.
Yeah.
Keep your beard. Don't shave it off.
All right. So what would we swipe left or right on this guy?
A current state, I would swipe left.
Oh, God. Same. Yeah, I would have to swipe left on him.
It's a very thin market that you're playing for right now. I don't know a whole lot of people that would swipe right on at its current state. But you got some ground to start with.
Yeah.
You just need to just...
photo three?
Take out the murdery ones.
Yes.
And... adjust that bio to be more personality based.
Delete that first line and burn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much bimbo and then like asshole. And then like, it's not going.
It's coming across heavily.
And he's so handsome that I don't get why it's such a fucking hot mess. Like there's it's a hot mess. Like don't.
Yeah. But we like the last photo. And we like.
I like that photo.
That photo
we like
too.
The one, the straight on one.
The straight on and the last
the
photo.
Golden.
The hoodie one
is kind of more gold. You see how it's got more warmth in the photo too? It's less like you're already dead kind of.
Again, he looks like his bio. That photo looks like the bio. And then if you delete it, you upload the last one and you look like you're a boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would do better without.
Boyfriend. That's a boyfriend.
That's a boyfriend photo.
Yeah, I'm taking you home.
Yeah.
Non-threatening. Like it.
All right, guys.
Well, there's actually a ton of other submissions.
There is a ton of other submissions.
And you guys can continue to submit. And if you like this episode.
If you like this episode, let us know in the comments. We will continue to review other people's profiles from time to time. Let you know. I mean, you're asking for the advice, you know, so we're just, this is not unsolicited. We're trying to help based on our opinions. This is only our opinions.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're older than every single person that submitted. So maybe we're not in your market, but
roasted.
Yeah,
totally roasted. but that was fun. I really enjoyed seeing everybody and you guys are all attractive people.
Yeah, we have really attractive listeners. Wow.
God damn, we have an attractive audience.
They're hotter than me. I'm getting
they submit to each other.
They're all hotter than me.
Y'all sexy.
Which is scary. Big mood dating service.
Yeah. Yeah, we need our own app.
Hi, welcome to the Big Mood Dating Service. Yeah. What's your mood?
Mine is murder.
I'm looking murder.
Yeah.
I have the perfect person for you.
Also, be sure to check out Nikki Street Eats.
Yes, Nikki
No
Blades.
Chasers. Nikki Blades.
99.7 Now, Big Bay Mornings.
Subscribe to Big Mood and rate us 5 stars, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.